Hi everyone, I'm Millie. I'm on Grateful Sex and Love Island.
Hi Millie.
Thank you for asking me to speak today. Thank you to my friends who showed up. I wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for this program. And I can say that with certainty. I almost died, you know, multiple times as a result of this disease. This disease is life and death for me. It started at a very young age, you know, just like obsession with boys, fantasizing all day, every day. Just a long-term crushes on just like one person forever and ever and ever, just because like I didn't get the emotional support that I needed from my parents. And so I was kind of like a lone soldier in my house, and I was physically abused by my brother. And so it was just like coming home was never fun. And so I just constantly needed to escape, and that I found that in boys. Like, it was just like immediate. Some of my very first memories are crushes. Mm-hmm. And that didn't change. I think today the obsession has begun to be lifted 3 years into SLAW. And it doesn't have to be that way. It can be 6 months, it can be a year, it can be a month. It's just, I've had an interesting adventure in these rooms. But ultimately, like, I just found myself, in high school, I found myself in situations doing things, sleeping with people who it was just inappropriate at inappropriate times and inappropriate places. Starting at, you know, like 16, 15. And it doesn't really matter, like, when it started. All that matters is that it was destructive from the start. The very first time I ever had sex, my life became unmanageable. I had cheated on my boyfriend, and my life just blew up right in front of me. People were bullying me, you know, people were, like, egging my house and my car, and, like, It was really brutal. It was really, really, really tough, and I continued that behavior because I didn't know how else to like stop the shame. The shame cycle was act out, feel horrible about acting out, so I act out again, and I'm just stuck in this loop for years and years and years until I'm in college, and I'm like, all right, I am not going to date any. I moved from the Bay Area to Los Angeles for college. And I'm like, I'm not going to date anybody. I'm not going to get involved with anybody for like the first little bit of being in college. The first week of college, I have a boyfriend. It's just what it is. It wasn't as miserable as like my high school relationship, which was dating a man who abused drugs and alcohol and literally every single day wanting to die, like in a ball on my floor, unable to move because he's out drinking with his friends, and self-harm was involved. And there's a lot there that also has to do with growing up in alcoholism. And when he broke up with me, I thought, I cannot live without him. I physically felt like parts of my body had been like ripped off of me. And I remember my dad is like my best friend. And my dad we had walked out into the driveway, and I physically couldn't stand. I couldn't move. But I said he did something I couldn't do. I did not want to be in that relationship the entire time. I tried to break up with him multiple times, but I could not leave because I thought I couldn't live without him. And so in that moment I decided that I would hurt myself, because if I hurt myself, he knew that I couldn't live without him. And so I wound up, you know, having to kick my way out of my windshield. I crashed my car on purpose. Thank God I missed the tree that I was aiming for, because I'm not sure I would have survived. And I wound up in the mental hospital for 5 days, which was the worst experience of my life. And that was at 17. And it's taken me, I went to my first law meeting at 17, actually, because I was like, this is not normal. I didn't feel right. And at 18, I finally came into these rooms because I was dying. I wasn't in that relationship anymore. That's 5 minutes. Thank you. Wasn't in that relationship anymore. Thank God. And I had broken up with my college boyfriend. Turns out he was lying to me the entire relationship about smoking weed. It was like a whole thing. I really know how to pick up. And I couldn't stop like taking men home, like from the beach where I would surf every day. And I couldn't stop like accepting invitations from men. Like I would go with the intention of just being like, all right, I'm just gonna surf today. I'm just gonna have fun. I'm not going to sleep with anybody. And then I'd wake up in somebody's bed the next morning. I could not stop. And I was feeling so empty inside. I was feeling like, what is the point of this? It was like, I kept trying. It's like God kind of worked in my life in such a way that nothing was ever coming to fruition. No man, nothing was ever enough. It was like, I would go on a date, and then I'd go on 2 dates, then I'd be bored. And then I would just go from guy to guy to guy. So ultimately, what I was feeling was this just emptiness. It talks about it in the book. It receives just about as much satisfaction as swapping bubblegum cards. That's how I felt. And I came into SLAW at 18 in March 13th, 2022. And it took me a while before I actually like committed to the program and got a sponsor and started working the steps. And I worked with a sponsor for a little while that just didn't work out. Like, sponsors come and go. We come at different points in our life when we need to switch. And I've had 3 sponsors in 3 years. And the current sponsor I'm working with is just amazing. She has everything I want. And it's not just the marriage and the baby that she has, it's the peace. She's like, I'm not obsessed with anyone. I'm not even obsessed with my husband. Like, why would I want to be obsessed with my husband? She's like, the only thing I'm obsessed with is like my art and like my work. And she just doesn't think about sex and love like a sex and love addict anymore. Because she's got 11 years in this program. She's 11 years off her bottom lines. And she's just somebody who I like really admire, and I'm really grateful that she's working with me. But it took me a long time, and I haven't had consistent sobriety throughout my entire experience in SLAW. I've probably had a total of 2.5 years off my bottom lines, almost 3 years into this program. And that's because I wasn't surrendering. I wasn't surrendering to this program. What I've learned here is that it is seriously one day at a time. Like, especially now, 2 minutes, thank you. And it's just one day at a time. Like, if I'm constantly thinking about, all right, today is day 6 or whatever day it is, you know, like, I'm going to be constantly thinking about what I can't do, what I shouldn't be doing, who I shouldn't be talking to. And instead, I need to stay focused on who can I help? How can I help? How can I just get through this next hour? And most of the time, like, I'm fine. Like, to be honest with you, the obsession to have sex and the obsession to date has been relieved. If I never date again, I'd be very happy. Like, I have so much love in my life and so much joy that I've received through this program, because when I gave up men, I started to get to know myself, and I started painting. Like, I used to always only draw on graphite because I could erase it and I could redo it. And then I started painting with acrylic, and I make mistakes, and I'm just like, whatever. It is what it is. Like, every single sign of recovery has come true for me. And I don't have a dating plan, and I don't have that much time off my bottom lines. But for me, it's not about, like, counting days. It's about, am I proud of the woman I am today? Do I feel like I'm a woman of honesty and integrity? Which, to be honest with you, I'm not. Like, I just spoke to my sponsor, and she's like, what's it going to take for you to stop lying to me and to stop lying to yourself? Mm-hmm. And because I don't do this thing perfectly, and, like, I'm human. Mm-hmm. And it's like I've tapped into another part of my disease that I've kind of been relieved of, like, the sex and love part. this fantasy and this intrigue part is like really loud and like really there. And I didn't really know that. I thought that it kind of just like all came together and would all just kind of disappear at the same time. But no, it's like one thing reappears, then when one thing's, it's just totally like the complete opposite of linear in any way, shape, and form. So if you're new here, welcome. It works. It really does. Please stay.
Bless you.
Thank you.